Receivers, motion going to the left. Fake pitch left, roll back right, Steinert looking downfield. And that's nearly pulled in by Martin. That'll be another incompletion. 0 for 5 in the game. Bringing up 3rd and 10 with 55 seconds to go before halftime. It'll be imperative that Royals pick this up because they're going to leave a bit of time for the Panthers. Granted, they'll pin them deep, but you can't allow the Panthers to score on their ensuing drive, assuming they get one before the half, because they get the ball to start the second half. And they can really throw a wrench in the Royals wanting to rally. So, 3rd and 10 coming up for 46-yard line of Pittsville. Motion going left. Counter. Fumble. Ball's loose back on the Royals side, and they do not recover it. Recovered by number 32, Dalton Darr. And the Royals turn the ball over for the second time, and they lost it. Unfortunately, as they lost, I believe that would be 4-5 yards on the play. It's a tough loss of 5. And exactly what I said they didn't want to have happen, happened. Pittsville at the Assumption 49 with 51 seconds. 2-3 receivers, top formation, drop back to pass. Luther, he's getting away from Rush, and he pump fakes, tries to get around Cornwell, and he does, and he gains about 2 on the play. And it'll bring up a 2nd and 8. We have about 30 seconds to go in the half. No rush for Pittsville. Kind of surprised at that. Very surprised at that, as there's 20 seconds to go. Unless they're saying, hey, we're just going to live to play in the second half. I am surprised. 3 trips near side formation. As we got under 10 seconds to go, I think they're playing for one play. As they drop back to pass. Stepping up, as that's going to be Luther for a gain of 14. And there's your whistle.
That'll be the end of the first half. Royals 6, the Panthers 24.
And there's your whistle for the first half, and that is how it ends. The Assumption Royals, they got some work to do in the second half. As Pittsville, they lead 24-6 as homecoming week comes to a conclusion here for Assumption. So Beth, will you play a few tunes and I'll get some numbers crunched, and we'll be back here for the exciting second half in just a few moments here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
My big brother rode an Indian scout. Black like his jacket, American spirit hanging out of his mouth, just like our daddy. He kick-started that bike one night and broke mama's heart. He pointed that headlight west, out where the wild things are. Call me up every couple of weeks from South California. Talk about the desert and the Joshua tree, his pretty girl stories, and how he bought an Airstream trailer and a J45 guitar. Said, little brother, you'd love it out here, out where the wild things. Fire and crazy dreams. Oh, called my brother from the back of that plane. The second I made it, we started drinking on the strip in L.A. And then it got crazy. Ended up at a house in the hills with some Hollywood stars, kissing on a blonde in a backyard pool, out where the wild things are. Oh, yeah. Covered by a horse whipped, wild as the devil. I knew I had to move back east, say goodbye to my brother at the end. On fire and crazy dreams. Oh, and the night's in gasoline. Oh, baby, need scouts, man, they're built for speed. Oh, they said he hit that guardrail at half past three. Lit up those
Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 FM, WIRI, Nakusa. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI. country favorites and classics 24/7. This is 105.5 WIRI.
I can't hide the way I feel about you anymore. I can't hold the hurt inside, keep the pain out of my eyes anymore. My tears no longer wait. Resistance ain't that strong. My mind keeps recreating a life with you alone. And I'm tired of pretending I don't love you anymore. Let me make one last appeal, show you how I feel about you. Cause there's no one else, I swear, holds a candle anywhere next to you. My heart can't take the beating, not having you to hold. A small voice keeps repeating deep inside my soul. It says I can't keep pretending I don't love you anymore.
WIRI.
Skipping rocks, skipping rope, laughing at all my best friend's jokes. Things I loved when I was a kid. Muddy roads, muddy feet. I didn't live on no blacktop street. Things have changed a lot, but I never did. And I don't wanna think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just wanna live until I die. Thank you. Utah, standing smack dab in the middle of it all. I don't worry about things that I can't change. And I don't want to think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just want to live until I die. And everything around me are things I dearly love. And every night I get on my knees and thank the Lord above that I don't have to think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just want to live until I die. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. Live until I die.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by Rodeo Grill, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Junkyard Bar & Grill, 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., and Rapids Transmission. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. 105.5 WIRI, home of country favorites and classics. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
Well, turnovers galore for both teams, and well, for the Royals, I should say, in that first half. And so one of the reasons why we're sitting with a halftime score of 24-6, Pittsville advantage, as we conclude homecoming week here for the Assumption Royals. Some halftime stats and statistics. Pittsville, Dalton Darr, 7 carries for 44 yards. Dawson Luther, 14 carries for 69 yards and 2 rushing scores, 1 yard and 4 yards. And then he also had a scoop and score of 45 yards to help to account for all 3 touchdowns of the Panthers in the first half. And then, of course, Christian Matthews, he added 1 carry for 36 yards. 7 first downs for the Panthers, 2 fumbles, neither lost, and no penalties, no passing attempts either. So Pittsville content with just keeping it on the ground, eating up time and getting yards and scoring and getting the game over with. The Royals, on the flip side, Wiley Cornwell, 9 carries for 57 yards and a 33-yard score. Braxton Steinert, 4 carries, 33 yards. Cade Knott, 3 carries for 10. And Cam Martin, 6 carries for 35. That is a grand total of 22 carries for 135 yards. Conversely, Pittsville, 22 carries for 149. So pretty even offensive numbers. It was just that pesky scoop and score that really got things different. Otherwise, you'd be looking at about a 10-point game. Assumption? 0 for 5 passing, just unfortunately not able to hook up anywhere there. They have 6 first downs, and they had 3 penalties for 33 yards, and they had 2 fumbles and lost them both. Other halftime scores that I was able to find, Eau Claire Memorial leading Rapids 13-7, and Port Edwards getting beat up on by Newman Catholic by a score of 40-0. I wasn't able to find anything for our good friends in Nakusa. But I'm sure by the end of the night, I'll be able to find something. I hope I can find something. Other games going on tonight? Well, there's no baseball. Everybody's got a night off before they start the next round, and that's going to be an entertaining one as the Brewers, they take on the Chicago version of the Brewers, as some like to say, with Craig Counsell leading the way. We'll see how that series shakes out. I mean, there's so many fans or butts with that one. It's going to be a fun one. I don't have a horse in either in that race at all. But, man, you have Assumption, or not Assumption, you have the Brewers that just beat and vanquished almost everybody this year. But they're very tough at home. But the Cubs, they beat the Brewers head-to-head more than the Brewers beat them. And that was, and they did well at Miller Park or American Family Field, whatever you want to call it. So that'll be, it'll be pretty interesting. I know if I get the chance to watch any of it, I'll sit there and I'll watch some of it and see how things go. Because that other series, the Dodgers-Phillies, that's going to be another dandy going there. As man, it's going to be good. It's just fun time of year. College football, the NFL, high school football, all high school sports for that matter, baseball playoffs, NHL starting. There's just so much fun. Man, goodness gracious. You can't go wrong with any of it. So you can find the latest here on 105.5 FM, WIRI, Playmakers. We cover it all. Between Seth, James, Randy, and myself, we do it all. We do the best we can, at least. Yes. Checking on a score for our good buddies, the River Kings, in the Premier Division. They are in Minnesota again, taking on the team formerly known as the Isanti Outlaws. Now they're just the Minnesota Outlaws. And we'll see what they have on here. As it's the second intermission, and it's much like last week. Rapids, 10. Minnesota, nothing. Rapids pitching the shutout through 40 minutes. So that's a good deal there. I'm not complaining. Because in 2 weeks, River Kings are back on our airwaves here on 105.5 FM, WIRI, where they will be taking on the Hudson Havoc. And we'll have the game coverage starting right about 7 o'clock. There will be, unfortunately, no Week 9 football game. Everybody's out of town. The seasons will have concluded. So we're filling the contracts that we're obligated to fulfill, and that will be River Kings home games. And by golly, we're going to have them. As the second half is underway, Quan Tran, he puts the foot to ball, and it's scooped up by Matthews, and he brings it up full head of steam, gets past 35, starts snaking his way to the 40, gets pushed back, and he'll be marked down at his own 38-yard line. Full docket of college football tomorrow. Good night. There's all kinds of sports. There should be some good games on tonight, if I remember right. I know there's all kinds of Halloween movies on, if that's your thing. There's one game, USF taking on Charlotte, 33-7. That's not much of a game there, my friends. Ivy League, if you're into that, which I am not, but still football. Brown beating Rhode Island, 28-14, and Columbia beating Princeton, 10-7. That is first play. And that is Melton Darr off the left side for a gain of 7 to open things up in the second half.
Pick up of 7 on the play by Melton Darr.
Very good halftime show put on by the Royals Marching and Pep Band as they played a couple Broadway tunes. Did a great job. Big shout out to Ben Dean there, is he played double duty. He's a drum player in the band. He took his pads off with snare drum playing. Man after my own heart. It's good to see him do that. Don't see that a lot in the smaller schools. Is being picked up right at the line of scrimmage. Wiley Cornwell was there, tripping up Darr. No gain on the play. Bringing up third and 3 from the 45-yard line.
And have the torch runners.
Big week in all the schools here this past week. Lincoln, I made the mistake. I thought Lincoln had their homecoming last week. No, it's this coming week, next week. So my apologies on that last week. They usually do the Hall of Fame inductees during homecoming, so that was my fault. As there is a roll to the right, Luther gets leveled as he throws, and that's going to be underthrown, incomplete, and Luther's hurt. Slow getting up, first pass attempt of the game, and going to be underthrown, and he's got the wind knocked out of him. Both edge rushers, they were able to hit home, and he felt it. There's no doubt about that, as it is fourth and three from the 45-yard line for the Panthers. Decision time for Coach Jeremy Duer. Peter Peterson, Charlie Hugestegger, Tim Moore, and Mark Denniston, assistant coaches. And the Panthers are going to punt. Snap the ball. Nice kick. Line drive kick. Nobody back for the Royals. As the ball bounces to the 20, 10. Inside the five and rolling like Rawhide down to the 1 yard line. Perfect punt for the Panthers. Oh boy. You couldn't have drawn that up much better. As the Royals going to have to go 99 yards if they want to score. They got 10:05 to do that. 10:05 left in the third quarter as both teams moving to their opposite and to their next ends. I think it was a moment. Talk about Junkyard Bar and Grill, home of Central Wisconsin's best fish fry, voted on this spring. Junkyard Bar and Grill, where every time is a good time. Highway 13 South, Wisconsin Rapids. Randy loves going there for them fish fries, or spaghetti, excuse me. And I told him he needs to mix a spaghetti fish fry. Don't knock it till you try it. I mean, I'm not going to try it. I don't think he is either, but you can try it. As there's a option left, and Steinert's got it. He's keeping it. He's out of the goal line shadow, and he's up to the 15-yard line. A gain of 14 for the young man. As there is a whistle being blown on the far side, and that looks like Cam Martin is down. Don't like seeing that at all. I mean, that'll be a first down for the Royals as teams are being called over to their benches. And I thought we'd take a minute break here, and we'll let the athletic trainers work. So be back here in 1 minute, 105.5 FM, WIRI.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served?
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
That injury was to Cam Martin, and he's slowly making his way back to the Royals' sideline. As he's walking better and less gingerly, so good for him. You can see his mother short distance in front. She looks up to the sky and sigh of relief. Saying our thank yous on that one, and good to see it. He's a good athlete, but he's a good kid too. So glad he's all right, and hopefully he'll be back into the game. Just got to stretch out a little bit, as that brings up first down for the Royals at their 14-yard run. But Braxton Steinert on that previous play, as there will be a keep right up the middle by Wiley Cornwell, and he gets a gain of 2. Very even stats in that first half, but that scoop and score, really the difference there is, man, the Royals just couldn't catch a break early on. But there's still plenty of ball game to go, as they will be honoring the prom, or prom, wow, homecoming, wrong season, the homecoming court at the break between the third and fourth quarter. So, snap of the ball on second and eight. Steinert keeps it along the right side, and he gets walloped after gaining two. So that'll be a third and six coming up from their own 19-yard line. Royals getting, trying to get something in business, trying to open up this field a little bit as it's 8.5 left to go in the third quarter. Breaking the huddle, this is Royals. Under center is Steiner. One receiver on both sides, two back set. That's going to be up the A-gap, and that's Cornwell. He's just fighting for any yard he can get, and he's able to get five, bringing up a fourth and one.
Well, they Cornwell will carry.
Fourth and one for the Royals from their own 24-yard line. That might even be less than one. As they are breaking the huddle, as they are winding the clock. 7.5 to go in the third quarter. I know they want to eat up some clock and score, but you got to show a little more urgency, at least in my opinion, than what they're showing. Under center, Steinert. Motion, right side, stopping in the I formation. A broken wishbone formation, not an I. Under center. Motion, goes right. Keeper, Steinert, nobody there as he has to turn it upfield. And he's able to get the one and two. He's got two. First down, Royals. For the first down, moving the chains. That's all right. Exactly what they wanted to do. So, first and 10 for the Royals from their 26-yard line. Still trailing 24-6. Breaking the huddle. Again, wishbone formation. One receiver, both sides. And it will go to the left. Steinert keeping it. Pitch back. Fumble. And the ball. Is it recovered inbounds or go out of bounds? And it is recovered inbounds by Pittsville. Third lost fumble of the game. Unfortunately for the Royals. That fumble was on a pitch to Reed Souter as to go forward. Yeah, it was, almost got to give him about a gain of four on that, but the fumble was lost. And the Royals looking like they're about to get in business, and now they're out of business. It's their third lost fumble of the game. And the Panthers can really put an exclamation point here at the AHS 30 with 6.5 to go. One receiver on both sides, Dar. Along the right side, and he gets roped down, maybe a gain of one. Yeah, we're going to have to give him a gain of one on that one, I believe, my friends.
Dalton Dar with a carry. Short gain on that play.
Might be closer to 2 feet on a gain. I don't think it was a full yard, but you got to write something. It's either one or nothing. Huddle for the Panthers, going from my right to the left, heading north in this third quarter. Under six to go. Two receivers near side, two back set, shotgun formation for Luther. Snap of the ball, Dar, as he hits the line hard, and he moves the pile for 1 yard. Weekends like these, you got to figure out, what do you want to do? I mean, the Packers aren't playing, so that doesn't tie up 3 hours on a Sunday. There will be baseball Saturday, Monday. at least the Brewers and Cubs. I don't know. I'm sure there's plenty on the honey-do list, I'm sure. That goes two ways. You know, the hunting will be tough with it being so warm. There's two receivers out there, one either side, and that's handoff up the middle to Dar as he's able to roll up 3 yards. As this Royals defense is really stiffening up and making things hard on the Panthers. I don't think the Panthers were quite ready for the physicality that the Royals are bringing. But they also had a rough game last week when they were taking on Abbotsford. And boy, was Abbotsford's a physical team. I'm very impressed with them. They were last year when they took on Nakusa in the playoffs. And they are again this year. Royals had a tough first half with them, but they made adjustments and they shut them down in the second. But a 36-6 deficit at halftime just was a little too much to overcome. Oh well, three receivers near side, one back set, shotgun formation. And looking left, throwing it up. As that will be incomplete. As Luther, he got walloped again. And that will be a turnover.
On downs.
First and 10 for the Royals. Defense holds. And they will take over on their own 26 with 349 to go in the third quarter. But still trailing 24-6. Defense answering the call. Offense having trouble holding on to the ball. Back out there, I believe it's Cam Martin. Don't see him on the sideline. Is under center, Steinert. Motion left, they handle that up the middle, I believe. As there will be a flag away from the play, and I think that'll be against the Royals. Original carry was for Cornwell for three. So we'll see what the call is. Dead ball, personal foul against the Royals. That's not exactly what the Royals wanted. First penalty in the second half. As a 15-yard penalty. For the Royals. So they're back behind the chains yet again. Second and a very long 11. Handoff. Going off the left side. That's Cornwell. He's breaking loose. He's up to the 40. He got all that back and then some. 16. Let me double check. 10, 20. 25 yards on that carry. Up to 94 yards and the first down. He's able to bounce that outside, and when he does, they're having a hard time keeping up with them. First and 10 Royals from their own 41. 3:12 to go in the third quarter, but they're trailing 24-6. Royals trying, and they're doing a good job, in my opinion. Wishbone formation, broken bone formation. That's going to be up the middle with Martin. He's broken loose. He's over the 50, 45, 40, and he's going to be broken down, taken down at about the 40 for a gain of 19. He's doing just all right.
And Martin picks up a first and 10 for the Royals.
And another first down. Royals getting chunk plays. That's what they got to do. They're leaning on these Panthers. Panthers getting tired. Wishbone formation. Under center is Steinert. Up off the left side, Cornwell. You got a gain of three. We'll see where the official spot is, three or four. He's right between those 2 yard markers. Give him gain of three.
By the Carmel. Pick up a four in the play, second down.
It's a long three that he picked up, or a very short four. Either way, there is now a flag. Back by the Assumption. Back by the Assumption huddle. As I'm not sure what the call was, but
flag is against the Royals.
Motion. Almost will say unsportsmanlike against the Royals. Hope not. Ten. Boy, that was a 15-yarder. Big penalties on offense. Well, big penalties, period, end of story. That's really been what's hurting the Royals. But turnovers and penalties. You can't have that if you are fighting for your playoff lives. That is tough. Well, either way, it's second and 11. Coming up for the Royals, wishbone formation, receivers both sides formation. Motion to the right. As Cornwell nearly breaks that one loose, as he will pick up nine.
Wiley Cornwell to carry.
9 yards on the carry. Actually, eight, I think, will be the eight will be more accurate. So, third and 13. Third and 13 for the Royals. Motion near side. As misdirection as they let Cornwell run up off the middle as he picked up 4 yards. And there was a fumble after the whistle.
Ball was whistled dead.
Ball was whistled dead, but boy, that would have been a
fourth down.
Gain of five, actually, now that they move the ball all over the place. That's tough when they do that, as we are under, we're at right about 30 seconds left to go in this third quarter. Fourth and eight for the Royals. This is getting to be crunch time. Wishbone formation. See what they draw up. Motion right side. Fake pitch to the right. Rolling left. Steinert. And he gets just bowled over with a big loss on the play. Loss of 12.
Jackson Steinert is tackled in the backfield. The turnover on downs.
Loss of 12, and that will be a turnover on downs for the Royals. Self-inflicted injuries for the Royals, moving the ball backwards, and that's kind of been the bugaboo tonight. Pittsville take over at the 50. For 12 seconds left to go in the third quarter. A score for Pittsville can probably ice the game. So one receiver, both sides, two back set for the Panthers. Hand off. Moving to the right side, that's Dar, as he gains two.
That carry will bring an end to the third quarter.
And that is the end of the third quarter. So, the end of three, 12 minutes left to go. Royals got to get something going as they trail Pittsville 24-6. So, we'll be back here at this exciting conclusion of this one here in about a minute on 105.5 FM WIRI.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Horses, what you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark, and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Summer has come and passed, as that song has too. Is first down Panthers on a quick gainer. I believe that was by Dar. First and 10 on the Assumption. 34. 16 yards on that quick hitter and a first down. First down of the second half for the Panthers as they're back to do it again. Three receivers near side. Shotgun formation. And off up the middle to Dar. And he's got a quick 3 yards.
Second and 7. Just a minute or two will be an LCD 50-50 winner.
That was a good old Green Day song. That was big when I was a senior in high school. Always like the joke, you know, in September end or September starts, say, oh, well, and Green Day shall slumber for 30 days. Then as I got older, found out what the song was about, and as you get older, you can associate with things in your life that it's not the joke anymore. It's actually a pretty heartfelt song. So, good song, though. Either way, brings me back to my high school days, and going to be handoff up the left side for the Panthers. As that will be a gain of 5.
Or Knoyer with a carry. Third down and 3.
For Knoyer. First time I've had to say his name tonight, Noah Knoyer. I know a Knoyer. And I did just make that horrible joke. I know a few Knoyers. Gain of 5. As the Panthers sit at a 3rd and 3. Short 3. Up the middle, try to get there. Luther, and he gets snuffed out on that one. He loses 3. Royals defense there. Royals defense not giving up. As they say, we need another chance at this. 4th. And 5 to go from the Royals 30. Decision time. You pick this up, you really start to drive the dagger deep. You don't pick it up, the Royals, they got some serious life ahead of them. As the Panthers break the huddle. 2 receivers near side. Half back, 1 back set. Shotgun formation. End around, misdirection. And the Royals are there. Are they going to get the tackle? They do! As they have a loss of 5, 6, 7. Loss of 8, actually, by number 23. That will be Matthews. Christian Matthews.
Play result in a turnover on downs. The Royals will take over.
And 20 loss of 8, 28 yards now for Matthews.
4-4-1-1-9-5-7.
As that will be a turnover on downs.
9-5-7.
Royals ball. Their own 37. With 9:45 to go. Pass attempt, intercepted. First pass attempt, intercepted by number 51.
Pass attempt is intercepted.
And the Panthers get it right back. The interception by Brody Withers. And the Panthers get the ball back
50-50 raffle
at the Royals 48.
411-957.
Funny thing about that September end song that Beth played. Wonderful song choice, by the way. It's a great song. That song, before knowing the meaning of it, it was just singer. He wrote that about when he was a young boy. His father passed away and very upset, and I understand that. It was, I would have been too. Nice, you know, my father passed away, and I'm still upset about it. But it was "Wake Me When September Ends." He just wanted September to be over with, and the words stuck with him, and he wrote a hit song out of it. That's pretty darn good job. Is another good job. That'll be Dawson Luther off the left side, picking up a first down. With a gain of 11. But I always remember that one in my senior year because right at the end of September for homecoming, that was the year that Rapids made it to state, took runner-up against Racine Park, and the end of September lost the last two games. One was homecoming on a last-second play to Wass East and then just couldn't keep up with Spash. Didn't get the jug back. Never had the jug when I was in high school, unfortunately. It was first and 10 for the Panthers at the Royals 37-yard line. So we always kind of joked, hey, wake me when September ends. As Wiley Cornwell blasts through the line for a loss of two, chopping down the legs of Dar. That defense is not quitting. Panthers getting nothing easy all game. They've really had to work for it. Not just those turnovers that have done them in. 8.5 to go in the game as Rapids Assumption needing to get a stop and get the ball back and try to score here. Pittsville ball, 2nd and 12 from the Royals 39. Pitch, halfback option pass, throwing a star, and that's going to be short. Incomplete. Dalton Dar tried his hand at it, halfback option pass, and nothing. As there is a cramp going on out there. I believe that is Dar. Take this opportunity here to talk about Rodeo Grill. Rodeo Grill is a blast of Mexican flavor you never knew you were missing. Authentic food, best of drinks, and family-friendly atmosphere. Add some flavor to your week. Haven't been there yet. I think Randy said he was there, and I think he said, boy, that chips and salsa was good. He always talks about being a chips and salsa hound, which I am too, so I got to get my butt over there and try it. I was trying to stretch out the cramp for Dar. Good, check the scoreboard quick as we await. As we await the crew out there to make sure Mr. Dar is okay. As I said, it's just a cramp. He should be all right. As we check the River Kings. First score we'll take a look at. If I can get my phone to work. That's always half the battle. As they are up 12-0. Late third period. That one's in the bag. I would like to thank. As checking just the other scores, go check in with Port Edwards fast. They are trailing 48-6, and that one's final. Unfortunately for the Blackhawks. As pass far side to the Panthers. It is complete. Picking up those two, and then a late flag. We'll see what this is all about. Good arm on the ref as 32 picked it up. I believe that was 32.
Pass is complete. There is a flag on the play.
We'll see what the call is. It was 23. That was Matthews. Well, that'd be four. Gain of eight. And it's against the Royals. So we'll take it from take it from the end of the play. For one, two, three, four, five. Fifteen-yard personal foul. Penalty first down for the Panthers. Boy, Coach Sullivan's going to have a long talk with those young men about that. Well, not staying disciplined as there's a first down inside the red zone for the Panthers at the Royals' 16-yard line. I saw the flag get thrown. I didn't see what happened. As Rapids still in a battle with Eau Claire Memorial trailing 19-14. So, Pittsville breaking huddle. Two receivers near side. Shotgun formation. One back set. Snap the ball. Running to left side is Luther. He sidesteps to the 10. 5. And we'll see what the call is. Touchdown, Pittsville. And that may be your Wayne Larrabee Dagger. 22 yards in.
Carried by Dawson Luther.
And there you have it.
Touchdown for the Panthers.
Just can lean on the defense so much. You got to be able to move the ball. And unfortunately, they weren't able to do that. Penalties and turnovers. Uncharacteristically sloppy play tonight by the Royals. As haven't seen them several times throughout the season. Didn't see that out of them. But homecoming week, distractions here and there. That happens. Well, here we go. Two-point conversion for the Panthers. All loaded up. Power formation. Snap the ball. Handoff. Number one up the middle, James Scheel, and he is gobbled up by Big Ben Dean, and that gets wiped out. The run fails. And we have a score here of 30-6. Matt, thought we'd take a minute break. We'll be back here in 1 minute here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I push through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Kickoff coming your way. Panthers teeing it up. 7:15 to go. Panthers up 30-6. Over the Assumption Royals, capping off homecoming week. Next week, going to Nacoosa. That'll be our football finale. Dells, Nacoosa. Hopefully, Randy will be over the weather and he can hopefully join us. If not, see you when you see you, buddy. If you feel better. As a good pickup and run there for Reed Sauter, and he breaks the 50-yard line, and I think they're going to mark him down right at the 50. So no quit. Royals trying. And that's where the ball is spotted. 7:07 to go. Here we go, Royals. See what we can do to close out this contest. Royals break it out. Wishbone formation. One receiver. Top and bottom formation.